Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The ceremony is about to begin. Command Master Chief, Somerset. Mr. Michael Mann, Director of Maritime Missions Capabilities, Raytheon Integrated Defense Systems. Ms. Erin Myers, Matron of Honor. Captain Stephen Mitchell, United States Navy, Commanding Officer, Supervisor of Shipbuilding, Gulf Coast. Ms. Nicole Myers, Matron of Honor. Lieutenant Commander Marvin Whiting, Chaplain Corps, United States Navy, Naval Construction Battalion Center, Gulfport. Lieutenant Commander John W. Moore, United States Navy, Prospective Executive Officer, Somerset. Mr. Frederick J. Stephanie III, LPD 17 Class Program Manager and Executive Director for Program Executive Office Ships. The Honorable John Badebuck, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Somerset County. Rear Admiral David H. Lewis, United States Navy, Program Executive Officer Ships. Mrs. Allison Stiller, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Ship Programs. Lieutenant General Richard P. Mills, United States Marine Corps, Deputy Commandant for Combat Development and Integration. Vice Admiral William R. Burke, United States Navy, Deputy Chief of Naval Operations Warfare Systems. Our principal speaker for today's ceremony, Mr. Patrick White, President of Families of Flight 93. Mr. Mike Petters, President and Chief Executive Officer, Huntington Ingalls Industries. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our ship sponsor, Mrs. Mary Jo Myers, escorted today by Mr. Irwin F. Edenson, Corporate Vice President of Huntington Ingalls Industries and President of Ingalls Shipbuilding. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the presentation of the colors by the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base New Orleans Color Guard and their national anthem performed by the Navy Band New Orleans. This will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Somerset shipbuilder Tammy Duhan from the LPD 25 Program Office, and finally, our invocation. Color Guard, parade the colors.
Detail, attention, carry, go. Ready, two, forward, march.
Hand salute.
Mark time. Mark! Left turn! Mark! Detail! Up! Preset! Up!
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Color Guard, retire the colors.
Shoulder up. Ready, two, right.
Lieutenant Commander Marvin Whiting will now deliver the invocation.
Let us pray. Sovereign and Almighty God, we thank you for the actions and events of this great day, for they are replete with the attributes of the human spirit that enlighten and inspire all of us to live with a sense of purpose. Thank you for the courage of the individuals on United Flight 93 who acted with grave sacrifice for the good of this nation. We pray your continued comfort and strength for their families. We ask that you endow them with a peace that passeth all understanding. We thank you for all who invested and insisted that this ship be built to commemorate the heroic actions of 9/11. For our nation's leaders, for our military leaders, for our sponsor, Mrs. Myers, for the shipbuilders, and for each citizen that maintains a posture of resiliency in trying times. As we invoke your presence here today, grant now your divine blessing upon these proceedings and upon the crew that shall sail upon this great vessel, the Somerset, is our prayer in your holy name. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. please join me in welcoming our host for today's christening ceremony, Mr. Irwin F. Edenson, Corporate Vice President of Huntington Ingalls Industries and President of Ingalls Shipbuilding.
Thank you and good morning. On behalf of all of the shipbuilders of Ingalls Shipbuilding, welcome to our Avondale operations on this great Navy and Marine Corps day and on an outstanding shipbuilding day. General and Mrs. Myers, Mr. White, families of Flight 93, Vice Admiral Burke, Lieutenant General Mills, Rear Admiral Lewis, Lieutenant Commander Moore, and the crew of the future USS Somerset, distinguished platform guests, Myers family members and friends, my fellow shipbuilders, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to you all. Many special guests are in our audience today, and our schedule and the heat doesn't permit me to recognize all of them, but there are a few who I will recognize. So I ask that you please stand as I call you out. Representing the thousands of men and women who build these great ships are Mr. John Berry, Mr. Keith Maddox from the Metal Trades Department, and Mr. Jimmy Hart, Director of the United Association of Metal Trades Department. Gentlemen. Welcome to the 15th Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard B. Myers, U.S. Air Force retired and husband of our sponsor. Special welcome to the members of the Huntington Ingalls Board of Directors, Carl Vonderhayden and his wife, Mary Ellen. Please welcome the President of the Society of Sponsors, Mrs. Rosalie Calhoun. Welcome to the elected officials from the state of Louisiana that are here today. A warm welcome to our special guest from the United States House of Representatives, the Honorable Rob Whitman, representing Virginia's 1st Congressional District, and the Honorable Stephen M. Palazzo, representing Mississippi's 4th Congressional District. And Lisa, welcome as well. Thank you. Both Rob and Stephen are staunch supporters of the strong Navy and a strong shipbuilding industry, and we appreciate their coming today. We're happy to welcome the officers and crew of Somerset here today, along with many of their family members. Will the officers and crew of the Somerset please stand? Thank you. We all remember the many innocent lives lost on September 11th, 2001 in New York City at the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and in a serene field in Pennsylvania. Tragically, 40 courageous people lost their lives in that field near Shanksville in Somerset County. As we gather today, more than a decade later, all Americans still share that tremendous loss and continue to honor their memory. We're honored to have with us some of the family members who lost loved ones, including the families of Todd Beamer, Mark Bingham, Deora Bodley, Sandy Bradshaw, Joreen Rose Corrigan, Andrew Garcia, and Louis Joey Nackey II. Will all the family members of Flight 93 please stand? LPD 25 pays tribute to those heroes, their loved ones, as well as the first responders who came to the aid of those in need. Firefighter Gary Thomas and his son Brian were both first responders in Somerset County during 9/11. Brian currently makes his home in Shreveport, Louisiana, and is here today with us. Brian, please stand and let us thank you for representing the hundreds of first responders. LPD 25 is the fifth U.S. Navy ship named Somerset. It is the third 9/11 commemorative ship joining the USS New York and USS Arlington, all built by Ingalls Shipbuilding. Somerset is named to honor the site where 40 brave Americans lost their lives to protect others. And whether her mission is humanitarian or is she called upon to bring the might of the United States against those who would do us harm, for the next 40 years, Somerset will remind our nation of the sacrifice and bravery of the passengers of Flight 93. As shipbuilders, we know the significance of this ship as a tribute and as a ship of the line. We all work together for a singular purpose of making this the finest ship to bear the name Somerset. And for our Avondale shipbuilders, it is also the last Navy ship that will be built here for Ingalls Shipbuilding. Despite rumors and speculation about Avondale's future, these shipbuilders have not been distracted from their duty to provide the Navy with a quality ship. They have redoubled their efforts with Somerset and have raised the bar for LPD class ships. Avondale shipbuilders know, in fact, all Ingalls shipbuilders know, that quality matters. We build quality ships. There are no shortcuts. Our culture will not tolerate poor judgment and bad decisions. These ships are personal, and we hold each other accountable. Do it right or do it somewhere else. Because of our high standards, Somerset is our most complete LPD at this point in construction cycle. Impressively, this was accomplished in a build span that was 42 weeks shorter from keel anchor to launch than her sister ship, LPD 23. This ship has the highest level of unit outfitting, almost 96% prior to erection compared to previous LPDs. And work on all of the ship's tanks were completed prior to launch. Our first time quality metrics also drastically improved with 33% less rework recorded than on LPD 21. And there are many more things that these shipbuilders are doing every day to build LPD 25 more cost effectively in less time, and most importantly, working safe and keeping each other safe. What we've accomplished here has become institutionalized across all of Ingalls Shipbuilding, making us better shipbuilders, safer, more compliant with quality standards, more cost effective, and more adherent to schedules. So I'm extremely proud of these shipbuilders. Shipbuilders like Maria Azuaga, an electrician who helped complete much of Somerset's electrical wiring and systems installations. Maria and her work crews were instrumental in completing all of the testing of these electrical systems and components throughout the ship. But Maria is most proud of her work on the ship's integrated voice communication system, which involved the installation and testing of 845 telephones and all their associated connections throughout the ship. A native of Puerto Rico, this mother of three and grandmother of five says she loves being a shipbuilder. Maria believes there's a mutual cooperation and respect among all shipbuilders as they work safely. Maria is here today with her husband, Freeman, as well as her daughter and two of her grandchildren. Maria, will you please stand up? Thank you. Frank Waller, a 22-year pipe tester and U.S. Marine no longer on active duty, is another impressive shipbuilder contributing to the success of LPD 25. Frank has worked on many different classes of ships over the years, including all of the LPDs at Avondale, as well as LPD 22 in Pascagoula. He did a great job testing all of LPD 25's piping systems, including the fire mains, pumps, auxiliary water systems, sea chests, and valves to assure they were all watertight prior to launch. He knows that many Marines will serve aboard Somerset, so it is even more an incentive for him to do the very best job he can. We appreciate all of the fine work you've done on this ship, Frank, and on so many others over the years. I'm sure the sailors and Marines who will serve in Somerset will appreciate it as well. Frank Waller today is here with his daughter, Deja. Frank, will you please stand? From 125 feet up in the air, crane operator Ralph Chapman has a bird's eye view of the ships as they come together. And from his unique vantage point, he says he likes what he sees on these last few LPD ships, especially Somerset, calling it the best LPD so far. Ralph has been involved in all of the big lifts on LPD 25, and there were more big lifts on 25 than previous LPDs. Ralph was part of a four-crane, 570-ton forward flight deck megalift on Somerset, and also the 600-ton megablock lift on LPD 23. So when you're responsible for moving hundreds of tons high up in the air, it's not surprising that Ralph says safety is his top priority. Ralph, thanks for getting it done right and doing it safe. Ralph Chapman is here with his wife, Tanita. Would you please stand, Ralph? Thank you. One more outstanding shipbuilder working on Somerset is welder Samson Caesar. Samson is a master shipbuilder who has been here 41 years. He's probably worked on more different ships than anyone working in this shipyard. He's also worked on all of Avondale's LPD ships, primarily performing his specialty mirror welding, which is a skill not many shipbuilders possess, as it requires a steady hand while working in tight, cramped spaces. But being certified in five different welding techniques with over 40 years of hands-on shipbuilding experience, Samson is a type of seasoned veteran whom we call upon to get the hard stuff done right. Samson is here with his wife, Sandra. Please, would you stand up, please, Samson, and let us recognize you. These are just a few of the thousands of Ingalls shipbuilders who, for decades, have been building ships to defend our great nation here at this shipyard. And LPD 25 Somerset will continue this legacy and be a testimony to their professionalism, dedication, and tenacity for 40 more years, as long as this ship remains in service. Many shipbuilders are here today from many of our shipyard locations, and I'm extremely proud of each and every one of them. Would all of the Huntington Ingalls shipbuilders that are here today please stand? Thank you. You can't build great ships without great craftsmanship and great leadership. There are four leadership behaviors that keep us grounded at Ingalls Shipbuilding. They guide our behavior toward our customers, our shareholders, and each other. We seek and tell the truth. We take ownership of and are accountable for our work. We make and meet commitments, and we communicate openly and honestly. And as we build great ships, we know what's important. Our priorities are safety, quality, cost, and schedule, in that order. Because if we don't get the first two right, the second two don't matter. So we work hard to get them all right on every ship, in every yard, every day. Bruce, Wayne, you and your teams get it. I appreciate it. And as we continue to build LPD 24, 25, 26, and now with the contract awarded yesterday for LPD 27, we're going to prove it's time to build more. In closing, I'd like to thank you once again for joining us in this historic event. Ingalls Shipbuilding and all of Huntington Ingalls Industries honor the heroes of Flight 93. Know that Ingalls is building Somerset strong and proud, not only for the sailors and Marines who will sail in her, but as a tribute to the heroes of Flight 93 who protected our nation with strength, with pride, and with our deepest respect and gratitude. Thank you. And now I have the pleasure of introducing my boss. These are challenging and changing times for shipbuilding, and there's nobody better to lead our corporation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Mike Petters, President and Chief Executive Officer of Huntington Ingalls Industries.
Thank you, Erwin, and good morning, everyone. Ms. Myers, Mr. White, Vice Admiral Burke, Lieutenant General Mills, Secretary Stiller, Rear Admiral Lewis, to all of the distinguished platform guests, both civilian and military, fellow shipbuilders, Ladies and gentlemen, let me add my greeting to Irwin's when I say, welcome to Avondale. I speak for every Huntington Ingalls industry shipbuilder working all over the world and nearly 38,000 strong when I tell you we are very proud to be building Somerset, the ninth amphibious transport dock in the San Antonio class. Mrs. Myers, thank you for being such a gracious sponsor for today's event and for your many years of service to America. We have the utmost respect for you, and in fact, today's event is all about respect and pride and perseverance. By christening this LPD, we pay respect to the families who tragically lost their loved ones aboard Flight 93 in Somerset, Pennsylvania, nearly 11 years ago. To the family members here today, we proudly honor you and your loved ones, and your memories of these men and women, fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, cousins, nieces, and nephews, Americans who innocently got trapped in the web of terror. We also salute your perseverance to keep these memories alive and your willingness to unite to share the loss that you must undoubtedly feel each and every day. The ship you see before you is a poignant yet positive symbol of this respect, pride, and perseverance. It is also a majestic symbol of these qualities that are inherently American. Because after that tragedy on that blue sky morning in September, and every day since, our country and all Americans have grown more unified in our intent to not only persevere, but to strengthen in the aftermath of the unthinkable. And it is the families of 9/11 who suffered unimaginable loss, like the families of those who perished on Flight 93 with us today, who have bravely shown America that joining together is the best way to respectfully honor the men and women who lost their lives in the name of freedom. These people instinctively knew, as a Greek historian wrote more than 1,000 years ago, that perseverance is more prevailing than violence. And that's why we have come together today. And although invisible to the human eye, the heartbeat of this ship is symbolic to the shipbuilders who have joined together out of respect, with great pride, and yes, perseverance to build Somerset. Please allow me to dwell a moment on their perseverance. As Irwin said, this is the last Navy shipbuilding christening at Avondale. The shipbuilders at Avondale know this, and with this knowledge, they could have taken many different paths in building this ship during what is admittedly a very tough time. Yet knowing Somerset would join the HII-built ships USS New York and USS Arlington in honoring the victims of 9/11, they didn't commit to building her as good as those LPDs. They committed to building her even better. And they are. Because as American shipbuilders, they take incredible pride in what they do, in lending their skill, talent, and dedication to build this 25,000-ton memorial that will sail the seas, mightily protecting the freedom unique to America. Everyone at Huntington Ingalls Industries has the utmost respect for them for doing so. And although we remain on a path to closure, it's this respect and pride in their skill and shipbuilding tradition that for some dates back generations, that reinforces our commitment and perseverance in finding another solution. We are leaving no stone unturned in our search. Simply said, it's what they deserve. And we have a saying that we believe describes what HII shipbuilders do: hard stuff done right. To the men and women who are working so hard on this ship under very challenging circumstances, you have more than ably demonstrated hard stuff done right. And on behalf of all of us at HII, I salute you. The hard stuff done right also applies to this ship, Somerset, and a talented crew of U.S. Navy sailors and U.S. Marines who will soon sail her. Built for survivability and flexibility, she is being crafted by the hearts, heads, and hands of some of the best shipbuilders in the world, and will be manned by our nation's finest. And like America, like the members of the Somerset families here today, and like the shipbuilders of Avondale, these sailors and Marines will persevere in times of uncertainty and change. We take great pride in them and have the utmost respect for their dedication and service to America, the greatest country in the world. Thanks for all that you do. And thanks to everyone for joining us here today in a ceremony resplendent with respect, pride, and dedicated to the perseverance of America and Americans. As united we stand. God bless everyone, and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, representing Somerset County, Pennsylvania, please help me welcome Mr. John Vatabuck, Chairman of the Somerset County Board of Commissioners.
Good morning. Before I begin, I would just like to ask the people that made the trip here from Somerset County to rise and be recognized. Thank you. On behalf of the commissioners of Somerset County, Pennsylvania, Joe Betta, Pamela Tokariakis, and myself, as well as the other 77,742 residents of Somerset County, I bring you greetings and best wishes for a successful christening. I am proud to have been an integral part of the construction of the USS Somerset from its very beginning. The addition of 7.5 tons of steel from the drag line, which once stood tall over the site where the 40 passengers of Flight 93 sacrificed themselves for the good of others, gives our county a physical presence as it circumnavigates the globe, fighting for freedom, just like the passengers of Flight 93. In addition to the steel from the drag line used in the bow stem, we are very proud that every valve used in the vessel was made with precision accuracy right in the borough of Somerset, the county seat. I'd like to thank Mr. Robert Kirst, owner of Global Valve Corporation, for joining us today. Mr. Kirst was quoted in our local paper as saying this project is unique and exciting, and I agree. In addition to the physical connections to our county, there has been an emotional bond created between the families of Flight 93 and many residents of the county. Friendships made during the days following the crash will be everlasting. Henry Cook, member of the Flight 93 Federal Advisory Commission, local banker and community leader, is also with us today. John Weir, representing PBS Coals, has made the trip. John was instrumental in identifying everyone involved to get the 7.5 tons of steel into the bow stem of the USS Somerset. It's also important to give credit to our county coroner, Wallace Miller, who spent countless hours working with the emergency responders to identify the remains of the victims for days following the crash, as well as providing comfort and emotional support to the victims' loved ones. In 2002, our county was once again cast into the national spotlight with the rescue of 9 miners from the Kew Creek mine disaster. The 10th anniversary of that successful rescue is being celebrated as we speak. These events in the USS Somerset will continue to be a living history for Somerset County. I'd like to thank the U.S. Navy for allowing me the opportunity to speak at this once-in-a-lifetime event. God bless all of you, and God bless America.
Thank you, John. Our next speaker is Rear Admiral Dave Lewis, Program Executive Officer, Ships. Admiral Lewis is responsible for Navy shipbuilding for destroyers, amphibious ships, logistics support ships, support craft, and related foreign military sales. Please welcome our customer and partner, Rear Admiral Dave Lewis.
General and Mrs. Myers, Representative Whitman, Representative Palazzo, Mr. White and family members of Flight 93, fellow flag and general officers, distinguished platform participants, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. George Orwell wrote, that we sleep safe in our beds because rough men stand ready to do harm to those who would hurt us. As Americans, we have come to depend on highly trained volunteers, either military, law enforcement officers, or civil servants, to be our rough men and women. As a uniformed officer, I am proud to serve, and I'm proud to have two sons who also serve. But I know that all of us and the millions who stand beside us were trained to fight, trained to serve, and have had long years of preparation for that fight. What happens when Americans who have not volunteered to serve, who have not been trained to fight, are suddenly and unexpectedly called to service? Would modern Americans live up to the standards set by citizens of the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and even the Civil War? Wars fought on American soil, where all Americans served, fought, and often died, regardless of their status. The men and women of Flight 93 answered that question. They awoke that day to work, to play, to learn, to live their lives in peace while others guarded them. Instead, they found themselves in a war, on the front lines, in the opening battle. It was a new kind of war, one with new rules. Maybe no rules at all. Most of them had no preparation, no training, no guidance. And they performed superbly. They did harm to those who would hurt us. They fought like lions. Their actions that day would give pride to every American wardroom, precinct house, squad bay, and field headquarters. Their bravery humbles us today. They fought like Americans have always fought, with courage in the face of the unknown. The citizens of Somerset County were also chosen, not to fight a war, but to honor those who did. Like the passengers and crew of Flight 93, they did not choose their new mission, but just like them, they performed it superbly, and they continue to do so today. This ship is named to honor that indomitable fighting spirit, the timeless American will to fight for the most basic human rights. Liberty, freedom, self-determination. This ship will sail until the year 2050 and beyond. Tens of thousands of sailors will serve aboard her. Thousands more will sail in company with her. Millions of people will see her, visit her, and read about her exploits. They will wonder why the name Somerset was given to such a great and fine warship. They will read, they will see, and they will learn, and they will be amazed. The passengers and crew of Flight 93 fought for America. The people of Somerset County have spent a decade fighting to honor Flight 93, and the sailors of USS Somerset will fight to honor both. Earlier this morning, Erwin Eanson acknowledged the phenomenal efforts of our industry partners. I would like to take a few moments to recognize the leaders of the Navy shipbuilding team. Please stand as I call your name. From the LPD 17 Class Shipbuilding Program Office, Jim Murphy and Bob McGrath. From the Supervisor of Shipbuilding Gulf Coast, Chris Sawsville, Lieutenant Chris Schindler, and Lieutenant Chris Matassa. And from the Pre-Commissioning Support Team, Ray Spicuzza. These individuals represent the tremendously capable Navy shipbuilding team who, in partnership with their peers at Ingalls Shipbuilding and Raytheon Integrated Defense Systems, are helping to build a ship worthy to carry the name Somerset and all that it stands for. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Representing the Secretary of the Navy, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Ship Programs, Allison Stiller.
Thank you, Erwin. Representatives Whitman and Palazzo, Mrs. Myers, Mr. White, family and friends of Flight 93 passengers and crew, Society of Sponsors President Rosalie Calhoun, distinguished platform guests, officers and crew of Somerset, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm delighted to be here representing Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, at the christening of this fine warship, Somerset. Mr. White, Secretary Mavis asked me to pass along his personal thanks to you for serving as the principal speaker today and for being a part of this time-honored ceremony. I also want to thank our host here at Huntington Ingalls who have arranged today's event, which marks the transformation of cold steel and lifeless cable to a frontline combat-ready amphibious ship equipped to defend our freedom around the world. I also think it's appropriate that we say thanks to the thousands of soldiers, sailors, Marine and airmen who are overseas and at sea today, sacrificing so much to keep this great nation free. And to those veterans in the audience this morning, thank you for your service to our nation. Today we honor Somerset County, Pennsylvania, where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed after courageous passengers stormed the cockpit while attempting to regain control from the terrorists on board. LPD will be the fourth naval vessel assigned the distinguished name Somerset. Unlike the previous three ships, this Somerset will serve our fleet for 40 years and will invoke the spirit of the 40 heroic passengers and crew of Flight 93 who fought to ensure other Americans were not harmed. From this day forward, Somerset will also embrace the spirit of her sponsor, Mrs. Mary Jo Myers. Mrs. Myers, I was honored to attend the naming ceremony for Somerset in September 2004, and I'm so delighted to join you today as you christen this fine ship. I'm sure the sailors and Marines who serve aboard Somerset today and in the future will be inspired by your compassion, boundless energy, and dedication to our men and women in uniform and their families. Today, we do not know what the future has in store for this amphibious ship named Somerset. While the details of her future missions are unknown, we know for certain that the capabilities that Somerset will bring to our Navy will be vital in our nation's defense. To the men and women of Huntington Ingalls here at Avondale, supervisors of Shipbuilding Gulf Coast, and the Navy Program Office, I congratulate you on another world-class ship. Like the other ships you have built before Somerset, I know this ship will be of top-notch quality. Lieutenant Commander Moore, congratulations to you and the Somerset crews in the days ahead. May God bless this fine ship, her shipbuilders, her crew, and her sponsor, and may God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. Representing the United States Marine Corps and all of the U.S. Marines who will proudly serve in Somerset, Lieutenant General Richard Mills, Deputy Commandant for Combat Development and Integration.
Thank you for that introduction, and good morning. It's certainly my honor and my privilege to be here this morning and be part of this this fantastic ceremony. I'd like to also recognize a few of the distinguished guests that we have today. Of course, Mr. Patrick White, family members and friends of Flight 93, General Myers, Representative Whitman, who a friend in Congress, Representative Palazzo, friend in Congress, Vice Admiral Burke, Adelson Stiller, all the other distinguished guests that that I get to sit here with. I'm certainly honored to be here. I send you the best wishes of the Commandant. He wishes he could be here as well, but he asked me to add his personal thanks, his personal best wishes, and his personal good luck to the crew and to the officers of the Somerset. Let me recognize a few other people in the audience. Let me recognize the thousands of yard workers, engineers, architects, and designers who worked on this tremendous ship. It's no small piece of work. For those of us involved in shipbuilding and shipbuilding capabilities, you understand what goes into this. Their day-to-day work, without their day-to-day standards, without their day-to-day dedication and drive, this would not be possible. Thank you all very, very much for your efforts. I want to recognize the Ingalls Shipbuilding Corporation as well. We work very closely with them in Washington. They're good friends. They do a great job, and they've done a great job on this ship. Again, thank you for all you have done. Let me also thank the Department of the Navy, the Department of Defense, my brothers in the Navy, and our congressional team, all of whom contributed, without whose work this ship, again, would not have been possible. The Marine Corps welcomes the USS Somerset into the inventory of America's amphibious ships. We've been looking forward to it. We're ready to sail on board her, ready to operate from her. The United States of America is a maritime nation. It has important maritime interests overseas. Those interests must be guarded and protected by forward-deployed amphibious forces. The USS Somerset will join those amphibious forces and play a vital role in our nation's defense and our nation's security, our nation's well-being for many years to come. Let me remind you that it was from amphibious ships that the first initial strikes against al-Qaeda in retaliation for their terrorist attacks on 9/11 were in fact launched. There were some amphibious forward-deployed ships that forces were pushed into Afghanistan to punish al-Qaeda for what it did on that notorious day those many years ago. Since then, amphibious ships have played the role throughout the United States Navy, the United States Defense Forces, in many critical missions. Everything from disaster relief in Pakistan, in Japan, to the relief of the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon, and of course, to the reinforcement of our forces ashore in Iraq and Afghanistan. This ship will give us a significant gain in our lift and our operational capability. It will play a vital role as amphibious assets become even more and more important as we forward deploy our forces again overseas following the end of the Afghanistan and Iraq operations. The Somerset will operate in various scenarios. It will operate as part of a three-ship forward deployed ARG with a Marine Expeditionary Unit Special Operations capable embarked on board. She will also participate in MEB and MEF size operations, giving our decision makers in Washington and our forward deployed commanders tremendous capability, tremendous decision time, and tremendous flexibility in their responses to national crises. The ship is uniquely designed to reinforce and to support all of the Marine Corps' capabilities, both its aviation, its surface capabilities, and its logistics capabilities. With 32,000 square feet of storage space, 3,600 cubic feet of storage, operating the MV-22, our newest helicopter from her Air Force Aviation platform, this gives the Marines a tremendous capability. It gives the Navy tremendous capability, and it gives this country tremendous capability. I can tell you that the passengers and the flight crew of Flight 93 are inspirational to us all. On that dark day, they seized the initiative from the terrorist. They stood their ground. They made a difference. I can tell you that the Marine and Navy team that will operate on the Somerset will continue to take the initiative away from enemies of this country. We will continue to stand our ground. We will follow in their footsteps and follow the standard, the model, the example they set for all of us. Thank you all for this opportunity to speak. God bless the United States and God bless this ship.
Thank you, General. Representing the Chief of Naval Operations, Vice Admiral William R. Burke, Deputy Chief of Naval Operations, Warfare Systems.
Distinguished guests, including Congressman Whitman, Congressman Palazzo, General Myers. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to participate in Somerset's christening. Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Greenert, sends his best regards. I am thrilled I can share this moment with you. Mrs. Mary Jo Myers, thank you for your service to our country and for sponsoring Somerset. As the spouse of a fighter pilot who became chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you know the right support at home is a prerequisite for success. Your participation at this christening signifies more than your commitment to this ship and its crew, but also your support and belief in the American fighting spirit. Everyone remembers in sheer horror the events of September 11th, 2001. It's a day that stands as a pivot point in America's history, a day that Americans will not soon forget. We remember the searing images of the towers burning and falling in New York City. Most of America looked at their televisions in disbelief that terrorism could strike our country. The collective outlook appeared dark. The American spirit appeared to have taken a knee. However, less than 300 miles from the devastation in D.C. and New York, a group of Americans put their country and fellow countrymen above themselves. Facing certain death, the passengers and crew of Flight 93 stood up against tyranny of terrorism. Thomas Burnett Jr., a passenger on Flight 93, said to his wife, "If they are going to drive this plane into the ground, we've got to do something." Within minutes of their hijacking, the heroes of Flight 93 seized the initiative and mounted a counterattack against the enemy. Not because they were ordered to, but because it was what was needed to be done. From the sacrifice of 40 heroic Americans in a field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, shone a ray of light on that bleak day in September of 2001. Their sacrifice guided the rest of America. Flight 93 represents the embodiment of the American fighting spirit. Facing uncertain odds, Americans in the fighting forces stand ready and willing to take the fight to the enemy anytime, anywhere. Somerset could not be more appropriately named. A ship name is one of the highest honors and reserved for those whose life has been lived in the service of our country, who exemplify the courage and fighting spirit of a maritime force. Over the course of its 40-year service life, Somerset will be home to countless sailors and Marines who have placed their country and countrymen above themselves. Operating forward, this combined Navy and Marine Corps team will patrol the seas as part of America's away team, ready to seize the initiative and take the fight to the enemy anytime and anywhere, just as the passengers and crew of Flight 93 did. Whatever the future of our nation, Somerset will play an important role in the exercise of American sea power. As part of our global Navy, she will carry American sovereignty to the far corners of the earth, quick and agile, able to deliver knockout blows to our enemy or offer aid and assistance to an ally in time of need. We could offer no better name for this fine ship in defense of our great nation. Mary Jo, swing true. Thank you, and God bless Somerset.
And now it is my pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker. Patrick White lost his cousin, Louis Joey Nacky II, when Mr. Nacky and other passengers of Flight 93 stormed the cockpit and attempted to regain control of the plane after it was taken over by terrorists. As a land use attorney, Patrick has devoted thousands of hours to Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and has been instrumental in making the Flight 93 crash site part of the National Park Service. He now serves as the president of Families of Flight 93, as well as the co-chair of the Flight 93 Memorial Task Force. We are honored to have Patrick here today as our keynote speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Mr. Patrick White.
Thank you very much for the introduction, Mr. Edenson, or as I've gotten to know you over the past few days, Irwin. And thank you as well to Mrs. Mary Jo Myers for being our sponsor. You honor us, your husband's service to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and this vessel with your grace and sponsorship. Thank you as well to the chairman of the Somerset County Commission, John Vadovuck, for your unflagging commitment. Among other things, John, with his wife Janet, was instrumental in assembling items from his county that will be placed in the ship's mast, including tributes to Flight 93. Good morning, all, and welcome to today's christening of LPD 25, the Somerset. Before I begin my remarks, I'd like to recognize those on the board of directors of the families of Flight 93 who've traveled with me today. No one does these things alone. And I'd ask my cousin Ken Nacky to stand, please, as well as Ms. Kelly Arriaga. Additionally, a former board member now serving with me, as well as a member of the Friends of Flight 93 National Memorial, Ms. Deborah Borza. And although she may not care much for me doing so, I'd like to recognize a woman who's been a strong support of getting our message out to you about not only this event, but all things that have been related to the families of Flight 93 and the many things that have happened over the past 11 years. Ms. Lisa Linden, please stand. It's my honor and privilege as president of the families of Flight 93 to have been asked by the Department of Navy's 75th Secretary, the Honorable Ray Mabus, to address you today. May I respectfully ask everyone to please join me in a moment of silence to remember the 2,977 lives lost in the September 11, 2001 attacks. Thank you all. This morning, I am truly humbled to speak on behalf of the 40 heroes who perished in Pennsylvania aboard United Flight 93. They were honored and remembered this past September 10th as the first phase of the Flight 93 National Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania was dedicated. We owe our great country and people from around the globe a debt of gratitude for their contributions to the National Memorial. With their continuing help, it will be completed in 2016 by the 15th anniversary. To that end, please let me direct your attention to the back of the christening program for the Honor Flight 93 website, where you may learn more and assist us in those efforts. We also thank our nation for honoring and remembering those 40 aboard Flight 93 with this extraordinary tribute, the Somerset. Once she's christened and commissioned, like Flight 93's crew members and passengers were, the USS Somerset will be the first to fight our foes. And like the Somerset community that has grown up around the crash site to support, honor, and remember their legacy, she will be the first to be evade as friends. Vessel christenings are one of the most well-known of all naval traditions. Their roots reach back to antiquity. Whenever and wherever seafarers sought spiritual blessings for their ships to bring them safely home. Given the Somerset's place in history, it is worth noting that the first account of an American warship christening was in Boston on October 21st, 1797 for the USS Constitution, famously known as Old Ironsides. It is an honor to share in this most meaningful tradition. And it's good to be back at Huntington Ingalls Avondale Shipyard to do so. The families, represented by past President Gordon Felt and others, were first here on December 11, 2009, when her keel was laid down and authenticated. Just a year ago, January, another group of family members and I were able to see the Somerset while under construction. We inscribed her primed bow ball stem with our own personal messages of hope to inspire her fighting spirit. These short years later, I am so pleased to say the Somerset has turned out to be quite a proud and beautiful lady in gray. As noted, other Navy ships have been named Somerset and protected our country. However, this is the first one made of steel. A fact certainly well appreciated by certain sports fans in Western Pennsylvania and by others more generally in the region. 7.5 tons of steel from the cutting edge of the massive drag lines bucket that last worked mining coal in those now hallowed lands of Pennsylvania at the memorial site, as you have heard, have been forged into the Somerset's bow stem. And we can thank the good commissioner and Mr. John Weir for their efforts in that respect as well. As she parts the waves of the seven seas, whether to quickly come to the aid of allies or to engage our enemies, the Somerset will proudly lead with her tried and true steel chin. In addition, those specialty steel valves throughout the ship crafted in Somerset County. Both steel components give her a true homegrown connection to the proud residents there who consider it to be America's county. Since 1938, here in Avondale, men and women have proudly practiced their respective trades and crafts to build nearly 2,500 vessels. Many of them are nation's fighting ships. Now, as Somerset, hull number 2492, prepares to leave this yard in her stern view and make her way to new ports of call, we are proud and honored to mark this defining occasion. We express our sincere hope that although she may be the last of the three sister ships honoring those we lost at the September 11th sites, to make her way in the world from here, that hers will not be the last chapter for this shipyard. We encourage those who can keep the story of this yard alive to heroically give their all to achieving that goal. And to those who have built the Somerset from her keel up, weld by weld, nut and bolt by nut and bolt, flawlessly fitting her enormous prefabricated sections and every inch of wire and pipe, and tirelessly ground, sanded, primed, and painted her, giving their all to assure each detail is perfect. To those who have imbued the ship with their hard work, giving sweat and blood as well as their many talents, and to those who have infused her with their own proud spirit to make her the best of her class, to each and all of you, thank you. Thank you for your dedication and devotion to making the Somerset seaworthy, sound, and strong. But has always been the strength of our nation's Navy, and at the Somerset's heart will be her crew. First on her bridge will be her distinguished commanding officer, Commander Cole Hayes, a Bronze Star and two-time Meritorious Service Medal holder, who's represented today by LPD 25's current XO, John Moore, and Command Master Chief, Larry Lynch. They are here along with some 30-plus other members of her crew and family. The balance of her crew is being chosen now, and many are in service at the Somerset's eventual home port of San Diego. Wherever you do so, to her officers and crew, we salute your service to our nation, and we thank you. Like those on Flight 93 who met as strangers, the Somerset's new crew will first take their berths and perform their duties as strangers. Our hope is they will reflect the cooperative spirit forged of necessity by those on that fateful plane, and that Somerset's personnel will quickly meld into an effective team working together to achieve their common goals. They are a welcome addition to the Flight 93 family. Begun with those 40 who perished, the Flight 93 family includes their surviving loved ones, some of whom you've met today, with hundreds more around the world. The Flight 93 family soon added those in the Somerset community who took us into their hearts and homes and joined as partners to help carry on their legacy and create a fitting memorial. Over the past 10 plus years, the Flight 93 family has grown to include those who manned the temporary memorial, those who designed, constructed, and maintained that newly dedicated memorial, the thousands who have contributed their time, treasure, or talent to see the memorial come to fruition, and even those who have ridden motorcycles coast to coast to raise awareness about the 40, welcoming those brothers and sisters we met along the way into our family. And now, in this day's christening of a new life at sea, we proudly and warmly welcome the Somerset and her crew into the ever-expanding Flight 93 family. We do so with a symbolic circle of embrace reflected in the ring road design feature of the memorial itself, holding you ever more inside our shared hearts as family. And so we ask you to take to heart the Navy theme this year, Live to Play, Play to Live. In naming the Somerset in September 2004, Navy Secretary Gordon Englund rightfully said, our nation honors and remembers the 40 passengers and crew members whose selfless actions prevented the airplane from reaching its destination and inflicting further casualties and damage, and whose heroic sacrifice rallied and inspired the nation. Many, including me, believe that destination was the U.S. Capitol building and its symbolic dome capped by the Statue of Freedom. I cannot imagine how much more devastating the blow to our nation would have been had America's house been destroyed along with the further loss of life and our historic treasures. Those aboard Flight 93 prevented added tragedy on September 11th through their selfless actions. The Somerset and her steadfast crew, now and in the future, are both a living tribute to and a vigilant reminder of selfless sacrifice made to protect the lives of unknown others. Principal among the Somerset's roles will be her ability to project power around the globe to support the cause of freedom. In fulfilling that role, we trust that the crew of the Somerset will be imbued with the selfless courage when needed to rise against our enemies, and that they will have sincere compassion for those needing their help in times of disaster. We pray as we christen this mighty ship that those aboard her will always return safely to harbor, and that together they will always leave in her wake a legacy never to be forgotten, epitomizing the valor shown on Flight 93. Please join me in extending your best wishes to this fine vessel and her chosen crew as she soon slips her lines and heads into her new home at sea. Let us offer a hearty and hail Godspeed, Somerset. May God eternally bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Okay, now we've come to the part of the program we've all been waiting for, the christening of this magnificent ship, Somerset, LPD 25. It is my pleasure to introduce our guest of honor and the LPD 25 ship sponsor. Her bio is in your program, where you can read the detailed account of many of her contributions to the military over the years. She's been a military spouse for more than 40 years and is clearly a staunch advocate and supporter of military families. The officers and crew of Somerset are fortunate to have such a wonderful sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in a warm welcome to our ship sponsor for LPD 25 Somerset, Mary Jo Myers.
Good morning to all. First, I want to just thank everybody. I think everyone here today is a distinguished guest because of your interest or your devotion to this great ship. It's an incredible, I've been thanked several times for being the sponsor, but I have to tell you, it is an incredible honor to be named the sponsor of the Somerset and part of such a meaningful tribute to those loved ones that were lost on Flight 93 on September 11th. As a military spouse, as Erwin said, of 40 years, although I don't think you ever retire, so maybe I'll say 47 years. But I am especially happy to have this opportunity that will give me a direct and continuing relationship with our men and women in uniform. My husband and I always regarded it as our greatest honor and privilege to have served among them, our everyday heroes. The christening ceremony marks a transition from a mere hull number to a ship with a name and a spirit. And the Somerset represents the best of our American spirit with our resolve and our resilience. And it's that spirit that I want to talk about today. The terrorists on Flight 93 found out that our citizens are not willing to give up, that they are willing to selflessly sacrifice themselves in order to save others and to protect our freedoms. Have you been on a flight since then and looked around you at your fellow passengers and thought about what those heroes did on that day? Strangers came together with not adequate access to information, with unknown outcomes, and yet they came together to thwart the actions of the aggressors and to ensure that the terrorists would not succeed. It's the American spirit I want to talk about today, and that courage and that resolve, I think, embodies the best of the American spirit. It was indeed shining bright on that day. To Patrick White and the other members that we're so privileged to have here today, of those the family members, I hope this ship will be a living tribute to your loved ones and that it will help in your efforts to continue to heal and strengthen. Because your efforts to rebuild your lives and still honor your loved ones reflect your resilience and your strength. And we salute you for being here today. Thank you. And I also want to thank those members representing Somerset County, especially John Vadovuk, who have been so supportive of the family members and still very actively engaged in the memorial and ensuring that the ship is a proper and meaningful tribute to those ones that were lost, especially you've heard the story of the drag line. So it will be that's part of the spirit that will be embodied in this ship as well. After the attacks on 9/11, people just spontaneously sent quilts into the Pentagon. And one quilt came in that I think is especially meaningful from school children with these words on it: grief, tragedy, and hatred are only for a time. Goodness, remembrance, and love have no end. And I think the family members in the community, your actions certainly reflect those words and embody the best of the American spirit as well. The Somerset, like her sister ships, has that special legacy that you've heard about to 9/11. And just as the passengers and the crew showed those qualities of determination and resolve, for sure, the shipbuilders out there, all of you shipbuilders, we salute you, because the qualities that you imbued in that ship define the American spirit as well. Your strength and your skills help forge the keel with the finest and strongest steel known to men, Pennsylvania steel. And you crafted that hull with a strong Southern fighting spirit. And I heard that more than one person delayed retirement in order that he could continue to work on this ship because of its special legacy. And another worker described it as a sacred duty. So you have built this ship for those serving in uniform, but you have served in another way too, with your dedication and your professionalism and your devotion to a cause and to something greater than yourselves. Those may be intangible qualities, but you have created a very tangible, living tribute that pays great honor to the loved ones lost on Flight 93. And with your pride and patriotism, that you brought to the task, you embody the American spirit in the best possible way. Thank you, shipbuilders. And both sailors and Marines, as we've heard this morning, will serve on this ship with its multi-mission. It's been said that the San Antonio class of ships brings the power, will, and courage of the United States to the four corners of the world. Well, the Somerset may sail into battle as our part of our nation's first line of defense, but it also has a peacetime role and may be called upon for humanitarian relief. And so the Somerset will also serve as a beacon of hope as it carries food, supplies, or medical aid, or even construction battalions to help rebuild after a disaster. So in addition to the power, will, and courage the ship represents, it will bring the caring and compassion of the crew to those who have been impacted in a disaster. And that, too, personifies the American spirit. So crew members, we salute you for your devotion to duty and for what you will do. So as I christen this ship in honor of those lost on 9/11, remember that it's imbued with the spirit of all these great people, the passengers and crew, the community leaders, the family members, the shipbuilders, and most especially those that will continue to serve on her. So this ship will carry the spirit of all of you with its courage, its resolve, its resilience, its compassion, and its patriotism. So thank you to all who had a part in creating this living monument. May God bless this great ship and all those who will defend our freedoms. Thank you.
For each christening, we randomly select a daughter or granddaughter of one of our shipbuilders between the age of 7 and 9 to be the flower girl for our ceremony. The flower girl for Somerset is Miss Christina Gabrielle Johnson. Christina will join me as I escort Mrs. Myers, Mr. White, Command Master Chief Lynch, and Lieutenant Commander Moore to the christening platform. Stand by.
In honor of Somerset County and the heroes of Flight 93, for the United States of America, I christen thee Somerset. May God bless all those who sail in her.
There you go.
gentlemen, this concludes today's christening ceremony. Thank you for joining us for the christening of Somerset. Please join us for the reception as we continue the celebration. You may board any bus to return to the reception tent. Thank you, and travel safely. Ta-da! Steve has a bottle?